From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, July 26th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with a doctor from the Carle College of Medicine about maternal health care in the Black community. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. For the families of those who have been incarcerated, their lives can be turned upside down. IPM's Onoligo Ochuba has more on a champagne group that is teaching families how to cope with their loved ones' sentences and what to do when they come home.
Families of Resilience held a panel discussion at the Champaign Public Library Wednesday about the post-incarceration experience and its impact on the imprisoned and their loved ones. Tammy Little was one of the panelists. After her son was released from prison, they had to live in a home with poor conditions because no one would rent to them because he was a registered sex offender.
It was the only place that we could live, with 5 inches of water and dead mice floating around, and, you know, it was just awful. So,
Little says Families of Resilience helped her through the challenges. She and other panelists said more needs to be done to help those who were incarcerated adequately reenter society. I'm Onoligo Ochuba, IPM News.
Following 7 months of negotiations, food and building workers at the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign have voted to allow a strike. Dina Gary is a head cook and bargaining team member. She says the university is offering an hourly raise of 54 cents per year, and that's hard to manage with an 8-month job.
We're laid off 3 months in the summer, 1 month for Christmas, in addition to spring break and Thanksgiving break, okay? So we don't work 12 months out of a year. So all year long, we're playing catch-up.
The annual raises in the last contract were $1.25 an hour. That contract ends on August 31st. The university says its offer is consistent with the campus salary program and its agreements with other campus unions. Illinois' new quantum research campus will be built on the southeast side of Chicago on the site of a former steel mill. California-based Psi Quantum will be the anchor tenant of a new complex at the former home of U.S. Steel's Southworks. In theory, quantum computing can solve complex problems much faster, but making it a viable technology requires more research. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says it's important to be at the forefront of that effort.
Right here beneath our feet will be a catalyst for a potential revolution in science and technology and the betterment of life for all humankind.
The state's offering a number of incentives, $300 million to build out the campus and $200 million for Psi Quantum itself, as long as it invests at least $1 billion and maintains 154 jobs. The city and Cook County are also offering incentives. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton says Governor J.B. Pritzker should be in the running for vice president. Tessa Weinberg reports.
Kamala Harris's campaign is gauging Pritzker's interest for the number 2 spot on the presidential ticket, the Sun-Times reports. Lieutenant Governor Stratton says she doesn't know any details about Harris's consideration, but
I certainly think he should be. You know, I think he'd be great.
Stratton says Pritzker's focus has always been on serving the state.
And honestly, beating Donald Trump is probably the best thing that he can do for the people of Illinois. I know that every decision he makes, it's kind of done with the future of Illinoisans in mind, and he'll continue to do that.
Stratton was tight-lipped on what his candidacy means for her, saying she's focused on electing Harris. Tessa Weinberg, WBEZ News.
Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with a doctor from the Carle College of Medicine about maternal health care in the Black community. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on The 21st Show, the 2024 Paris Olympics are finally here. We'll talk to a competitor who's a high jumper from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, but for the Olympics, we'll be competing for Ghana. I'm Brian Mackey. That plus the wild week in politics next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. There's a healthcare crisis that's getting worse throughout Illinois and America. Black people are more likely to die from a pregnancy cause. IPM's Kennedy Vincent recently talked to Dr. Imani Shepherd, an assistant professor at Carle College of Medicine. They discussed some of the challenges and solutions.
The maternal mortality, infant mortality rate here in the United States for African-American women or women of the African diaspora is 3.9 times higher than it is anywhere else and compared to, you know, individuals who are white or of European diaspora. And then we also see that women are dying, the time period that they're dying, 70-75% of that is occurring when they're supposed to be under the care of a physician. It's not that, you know, they're not having super healthy pregnancies or they're not taking care of themselves or they're not getting prenatal care, et cetera. It's once they're in the hospital or they're having a super high rate of C-sections when they may not necessarily need one. Their voices aren't being heard when they mention things like swollen feet and dizziness or pain. And so you're seeing high rates of preeclampsia. You're seeing embolisms, you're seeing all kinds of things, blood clots, things that are very, very avoidable that women are dying from. And you're seeing that in the hospital as well as within the first month after having the baby.
What are these numbers saying about the U.S., about our healthcare system, about the quality of our healthcare?
Well, there's this idea that you can get a really good sense of where a community is or a civilization is based on how they care for people when they're in their most vulnerable state. And we recognize that giving birth is this beautiful, wonderful thing, but it's extraordinarily hard on the body, right? And the fact that we as a country can continue to racialize, oppress, you know, and in some places exploit women's bodies or make sure that there is inequitable access to reproductive care speaks volumes about how we are perceived relative to our humanity.
How does a doula and a midwife step into this and what is the role that they play? And then can you tell us the difference between a doula and a midwife?
A midwife is an individual who is trained to provide medical services, right? They help to, what people often say, catch the baby. So they birth the baby and help mom, and they're able to move the baby around if the baby is breech, which is to say that their feet are coming out first. They do all of that. Doulas do not provide those kinds of medical services. The doulas actually provide non-medical resources, information, and care. And so sometimes what you'll see is a doula is there to provide additional support for mom.
How do we broaden this scope of health equity? What does the future look like?
We're largely dying because of varying forms of inequities and healthcare biases that are built into the framework that have been normalized and legitimized. And a lot of times people don't even realize that they're participating in these systems because they are just common practice. And so we need to have those conversations and we need to center what the standard of care should be for everyone so that we're actually, you know, having conversations about treating the clinical presentation of a thing or of an issue, treating the clinical presentation, what you're seeing as opposed to you seeing your own biases or you seeing your own, you know, your historiographies that are facilitating stereotypes of shame, et cetera, et cetera.
And that was IPM's Kennedy Vincent talking with Dr. Imani Shepherd, an assistant professor at Carle College of Medicine. This weekend, our dialogue show discusses Black maternal health here in central Illinois, the realities, reasons, and remedies. You can listen to an entire hour Saturday at 11 a.m. or Tuesday at 7 p.m. on FM 101.1 Illinois Soul, or Wednesday at 8 p.m. on AM 580. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 82 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Analigo Ochuba, Emily Hayes, Alex Degman, Tessa Weinberg, and Kennedy Vincent. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.